Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Oh my goodness, Dave, I have to show this to you.
Oh, is that your new little, is it niece?
My nephew, Colton. I literally just got the text message. My niece just had a baby and she sent me, oh my gosh.
What is his
name?
He
is beautiful. His name is Colton David.
Oh, welcome
my
to the world,
gosh.
Colton.
Congratulations, Kim and Wes.
That's awesome. And he's tearing up.
This is terrible timing. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, that's adorable.
But this kind of goes with our X-Files because my niece Kim just had a baby boy and Maren Morris is having a baby boy.
Tell her that the name Colton is taken.
I know. I'm going to. Oh, I am weeping right now. So Maren and her husband Ryan are expecting their first child together. She posted a picture of herself yesterday holding her pregnant belly along with the caption that the irony is just too rich. That after a year of living in the girl headspace, the universe would give us a baby boy to even things out. See you in 2020, little one. So congratulations to Maren and Ryan. Some bad news this morning for another mom, Lori Loughlin, you know, Aunt Becky. She and her husband, Massimo, were hit with more charges in their college admissions scandal.
How could there be more at this point?
I know. Well, apparently prosecutors say that she bribed officials at the university and that university receives federal funding, which makes it a really bad crime.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's no good.
Should have taken the plea deal.
Yeah,
Aunt
because
Becky.
So, you know, Felicity Huffman spending 13 days in jail. Mm-hmm. And then Lori Loughlin, now with these new charges, which carry a maximum of 5 years, she and her husband are facing 40 years behind bars.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is kind of an emotional thing. So there's a special on ABC tonight at 10 o'clock with Meghan Markle. And she just did an interview recently about, you know, just how tough it is to actually be a royal and how she didn't really know what she was getting herself into.
It's hard. You know, I don't think anybody could understand that. But in all fairness, I had no idea, which probably sounds difficult to understand here, but when I first met my now husband, my friends were really happy because I was so happy, but my British friend said to me, I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life. And I very naively, I'm American, we don't have that there. What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. I'm not in tabloids. I didn't get it. So it's, it's been complicated.
It's been complicated. So that's Meghan Markle talking about it. So, I mean, for as nasty as the paparazzi is here, I mean,
you've seen
what they've done to her, right?
Yeah. You can hear it just in her voice. She doesn't sound happy even a little bit.
No, it's got to be. And there's no escaping it. At least in the U.S., you could go to another country and you're just, who cares about you anymore? But, like, she will always be.
Yeah. Everywhere in the world she goes.
Yeah, she will always be Meghan Markle, that woman, that American, that divorced American, yeah. Right? That divorced biracial American that married into the British royal family. Like they scarred her before she even got there.
Yeah.
So that special is going to be tonight. Really interesting on ABC.
Turn it up.
92.5 XTU.
With more country next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.